Welcome back to the Roofers Project for 2016. Yep, this is our first mini episode. Season 3 of the Roofers Project has begun. I am your host, Trevor Holland, and I am joined by my good friend and co-host,
Christian Fletcher. Thank you, Trevor, and welcome back. And Happy New Year, and also to our listeners. Wow, Season 3 already. Who'd have thought?
I am pretty much amazed. And if you are new to the podcast, it is in two parts. We have this is our mini cast, where we talk about basically whatever is grabbing our attention at the time, and let you know more details about the other part, which is next week, where we have a redeeming features cast, where we talk about movies that are considered terrible or have been given a bad rap, and see if there are any redeeming features. And that is always very entertaining, isn't it, Christian?
Oh, definitely. And always, especially the fact that we're now in our third year of trying to dig up all these catastrophes, I suppose you could call them. So I'm really interested to see what we come out with this year, and I'm hoping that we can, try and do some more movies where we can get some, like, a third person in having a chat as well, too. So, and as always, we love recommendations from people, not just about redeeming features films, but also about any other sort of tips that would be great to include on the Roofers Project. So there's always something for everybody, isn't there?
Absolutely. We are super-duper inclusive. We would love to hear from anyone. And if you are new to the podcast, we actually have something new, which is fresh off the press, only very new. Technically still being built, but fully operational, we have roofersproject.com. You can...
Woo!
Yeah, I'm very, very excited. Not only can you stream or download any episode from Season 1 or Season 2 there, and of course we'll be keeping that updated with the new episodes, we can also post more detailed information about stories that grab our interest and stuff that we would like to share with you in between the podcast as well. I'm very, very excited. It's like a big step up. I feel like I'm a real podcasty, web producery type guy who doesn't even know what he's meant to be called, but I feel like a real one anyway.
We'll create a title for you, Trevor. It'll happen.
Yay!
And whatever that is, you are that title. So, and so, yeah, so for those of you in between listening to us, I know you can listen to us any time, but in between the weeks, you can always jump onto the website to do some reading and see what's on our mind to tie you over to the next podcast. So there's always, always ways to get in touch and keep up to date with the Roofers Project. And I know, gosh, even myself, even though I was in part of them, I'm really excited to even go back and be able to listen to some of our redeeming features and some of our older casts as well, too. So all at your fingertips. So,
absolutely. But I think that's enough for now. I think it's about time to get on to the geek pop culture and movie news and information that is, like I said, grabbing our attention. And so I would like to say to everyone, sit back, relax, and enjoy Season 3, Episode 1 of The Roofers Project. And now, the geek news that's been grabbing our attention. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, this is a regular thing. We keep an eye on the stories that are coming out between podcasts and pick, well, basically the ones that grab our interests to discuss a little bit here. So let's get this underway. Of course, all you fantasy TV buffs will probably already know that Game of Thrones Season 6 has been confirmed to be launching on April 24th. What isn't in most of the headlines is that we're probably going to see a return of those headlines saying, Game of Thrones, most pirated ever, setting new records! Because it gives you very limited and expensive options in which to watch it. Particularly in Australia, where it's locked up by Foxtel under some of its more premium packages. In kind of related news, we all know that the movie industry out there is fighting piracy and trying to stop all these downloads, yet last year they made a record-breaking 38 billion dollars at the box office, including $11 billion profit in the North American box office alone. Now, this is despite the amount of money that's going into fighting piracy and trying to save this industry, which is in grave danger, apparently. Imagine how much more those profits would be if they didn't spend so much money trying to fight piracy and maybe invested a bit in making their stuff more accessible, available, and affordable. Particularly because other studies have shown that that the file sharers are actually more likely to spend their money on entertainment. Just a thought. As a bit of an aside, over in Britain, they've actually introduced anti-piracy lessons in the classroom, in schools, including a rather dodgy video called Vin Diesel Socks. Check the description down below if you want to check that video out. It's not all that outstanding, and it makes its point pretty bluntly at the end. I tell you what, it's no, don't copy that floppy. In other news, guaranteed to garner an increase in piracy, Netflix is saying that it's going to step up and try to stop people from region hopping with its service. So essentially, a lot of people all around the world use various techniques using VPNs or DNS services or all sorts of stuff in order to access the Netflix library from other countries to have a wider selection. Now, Netflix has come out and said that they are going to try to stop this. They have said this before, though, so before we all fly into a panic, there is the possibility that Netflix is simply trying to appease those who want them to do this, and then after making some token effort, they just go, it's too hard, sorry guys. How about you make your stuff available to everyone? That's what I want. Let's just see what happens. Of course, if that does go through and Netflix does block this stuff off, Choice Australia has actually launched a webpage where people can pass on their tips and techniques if they're still able to access US Netflix or other countries' Netflix from within Australia. It's great. It's going to be a central tip guide to getting the best out of Netflix. However, it will also provide a centralized area where people can go, hey, look, people are bypassing the geographic restrictions this way, let's block it. Mixed bag, but they appreciate the effort. We do need to finish the news on a bit of a sadder note. I'm sure, as you are aware, two greats of entertainment have passed away. Well, a lot more than two, but I'm talking from my own personal preferences. One of my favourite musical artists, David Bowie, and one of my favourite actors, Alan Rickman, have both passed at the age of 69 from cancer. This is a situation where the average quality of music and acting within the world has decreased due to the loss of these two fantastically talented individuals. We had our own David Bowie and Alan Rickman marathons to remember these greats, but I won't go on about it as Christian has his own special tribute to David Bowie coming up very, very soon. And that's the news.
With news of the passing of rock icon David Bowie this week, I look back at a great man and a great career since the late 60s. David Bowie dared to leave his capsule and impact Earth in a way that many others have not dared themselves. His impact on popular culture can't be denied. In many ways, Bowie was popular culture. The looks, the costumes, the genres, the videos, the kooky performances, they were all both controversial and enthralling. We couldn't look away. It always made us question, you know, was Bowie really from out of space? Was he our own Starman? He epitomised glam rock. He also told us it was okay to be weird, okay to not fit in. He stuck by his guns. You know, if he wanted to wear an eye patch and overalls on TV, he could. If he wanted to create his own brainchild and then kill it off, i.e. Ziggy Stardust, he could. He definitely spoke to the outcasts, but also had the knack of writing one hell of a catchy song. Ziggy Stardust was very influential, but you've got to remember, too, he also played a lot of other characters, you know, Aladdin Sane, the Thin White Duke. He was constantly reinventing. He never wanted to go back to the same look twice. The late 70s saw him dabble in soul, funk, experimental art rock and jazz, and this was kind of dubbed the Berlin era, where during a haze of drug use and self-discovery, he produced some pretty incredible concept albums, but still managing to have some big hits during this period. I urge listeners to please check out Boys Keep Swinging and TVC15. They're kind of considered sort of underrated Bowie hits, and I definitely think that they were the perfect examples of his late 70s output. And definitely check out the performance of Boys Keep Swinging on Saturday Night Live. Interestingly, that same show, he does a very clever version of Man Who Sold the World as well. He brought in the 1980s with Scary Monsters look, and his reinvention with Let's Dance in 1983 saw it time perfectly with the boom of MTV, and a lot of those videos were played on heavy rotation. For a lot of the younger generations, his most iconic role was as the Goblin King in the 1986 Jim Henson cult film Labyrinth. Now, that ensured him always a following amongst younger audiences, which still survives to this day. I screen Labyrinth and it sells out. He duetted with everyone from Annie Lennox to Tina Turner and Mick Jagger and Freddie Mercury. An interview from the mid-2000s saw Bowie scoff at mention of being called a musical chameleon. I actually think that's because the words to define David Bowie have actually yet to be invented. I know I will be immersing myself in music videos and his music over the weekend, and I'm sure we will all mourn the loss of a fantastic man. Rest in peace, David Bowie.
Thank you so much for listening to the first episode of 2016 for the Rufus Project. We hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Now, if you have any suggestions, requests, feedback, anything you want to send through to us, it could not be easier. You can send us an email to therufusproject@gmail.com. You can find The Rufus Project very easily on Twitter and Facebook, and Tumblr may be coming soon. You can head to our homepage, rufusproject.com, and leave a comment below this very episode. Now, if you're used to the Podomatic site, it is still there. You can still head to therufusproject.podomatic.com, and it will still be hosting the podcast through there as well, because that's what's hooked into our iTunes feed. In fact, you could even leave us a review on iTunes. Give us a rating. We would love that. Now, as we mentioned earlier, this mini-podcast is not the entirety of the Rufus Project. The other part of it is our redeeming features cast, where we take a movie of questionable quality and see if we can, well, find any redeeming features. And we have a doozy to start off with. We go back to 2004 to travel to the distant future of the year 3000 to check out Dracula 3000. Here is a little taste of what we have subjected ourselves to.
In an unknown domain of space.
Any sign of life?
They unleashed a power that has sought vengeance for 1,000 years. The lord of an unholy empire and the captain of an unsuspecting crew begin a battle that will turn the heavens into hell. Casper Van Dien, Erica and Laniac, Coolio, Alexandra Camp, and Tiny Lister. Dracula 3000.
You may have noticed there was very little dialogue in that trailer excerpt. Just dwell on that for a second. Another really cool thing about next week's Redeeming Features cast is we have the person who suggested that movie to us joining us on the podcast. David, audio engineer extraordinaire for the excellent Priori podcast. If you want to know more about that, you can check out one of our previous episodes, hint hint, joins us to discuss this interesting vampire in space movie. I don't know how else to describe it without giving anything away, but definitely tune in. It's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome podcast. We also have a YouTube channel and a t-shirt store. We're still to integrate those into our new homepage, so all the links to those places are down below as well. And finally, the moral of the first episode of 2016 of The Rufus Project is... By Grabthar's hammer, let's dance! See you next time. Now, I mentioned it earlier, but I can't let you go out into that day, night, whatever, whenever you're listening, without letting you experience a little bit of the majesty of Don't Copy That Floppy. Enjoy.
All we gotta do is... Whoa.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Did I hear you right? Did I hear you saying that you're gonna make a copy of a game without paying? Come on, guys! I thought you knew better. Don't copy that floppy!
Wait a minute!
And that is only the beginning of it. Check it out. It will change your life.